Hello.
Hello.
Is it just me and you here?
Yep. So far.
Boy, I told you that's how you know the death would be mad, boy, how bad it was going down yesterday when it just clearly slipped my whole mind. Here it is. I set my alarm and ready. Like, not getting tricked out of Bible study no more.
Okay.
Hello.
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 Hello. This is Sister Donna. How are you all?
How you doing? Okay. We have somebody else here with us. That's awesome.
Who's all on the line?
This is Sister Hawanda.
Sister Wanda.
And Jewel.
And who, Jewel?
Yes.
All right. Is Apostle here? No?
No. That's why I was going to Facebook to see if there's...
So my understanding is that, and I just got word, but I'm going to see if I can't get AD on the line. But my understanding is that this group has been put on hold for a little while. However, I haven't heard it from the apostle, you know.
Yeah, because I know he just announced Sunday that we have Bible study Wednesdays and Thursdays.
That's okay. So if you heard him say it, then... Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have a problem with Bible study at all. I'll pull out a Bible in a minute. I'm sure you guys got yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and it seems like every Wednesday I'd be, like, prepared and ready before, but my mind would go completely blank, so I missed yesterday, so I'd have set my alarms and make sure I don't miss no more.
I did the same thing. I'm telling you, I did it yesterday. I was like, oh, no, you didn't. I was washing the refrigerator all myself, setting an alarm, didn't do it. But today I was
Nobody didn't do it. I did not listen, and I did it. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and be obedient because that's what I got the last time, like, okay, just set the alarms, and I'm like, and then here it is today where I'm ready. And it was like this, I think, for New Year's Eve, too. Like, I think both of them was canceled, but I ended up on the call for both of them. I'm like, yeah, I know this got something to do with the enemy. Like, let me just go ahead and set these alarms. And yeah, I'm not sure what's going on today. Somebody else would have been here. I didn't get any news, though, that we weren't having it today.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll say this. We are here. Let me hold. You guys, if I blink out, I'll be back, okay? What we can do, since we're here, they say it's two or three gathered together, you know, got to be in the midst. So you guys want to have Bible study? We can.
Okay.
All right. So we'll do that. Let me see. Let me call. I'm going to see about calling AD. I don't have the apostle number offhand, but I will call AD. So I'll be right back. All right.
All right. How you feel about that? Well, just go ahead.
Huh?
How you feel about that? Go ahead and proceed.
We here, so well.
I know that.
We here, so why not make the best of it?
Yep, I would. That's it. Yeah. It's a no group tonight. I just passed this Facebook post. That's what I
Oh, for real?
Yep, AD put it on there 6 hours ago. It says no group tonight.
What? Am I even on the right page?
Were you on New Covenant?
Yeah, New Covenant Church of Christ.
And he posted on his page. He got Ed Evans. AD Evans, AD Evans. I was just strolling up because that's what I was going to look for anyway and ran right into it.
I just looked under his name. Yep, it say no group tonight.
You see it? And that's, I be going by his post like, okay, I ain't finna forget Bible study because he'll make a post too about, like, you know what I'm saying, Bible study. Next thing you know, it slipped my mind. I'm like, I'm prepared. I'm getting ready.
So.
Maybe Apostle will jump on or something. I had it on.
So, or listen, how about you just pray before we get off the line?
Okay, that's what you want to do. You can pray. Okay. Right. We just say thank you. We love you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you because your word does say where two or more are gathered in your name that you are.
Yes.
Also in the midst. So we thank you that you are in the midst of us showing up, even if we just showed up for ourselves on today. Hallelujah. So we just say thank you, thank you, thank you that we have placed ourselves and postured ourselves to be on time for next time, and we will not get discouraged no matter what it looks like, that we will be encouraged to be prompt on time just like we was today for next week. Hallelujah. So you just say a corporate prayer for those who are not online and for whatever reason that group is canceled on today. Hallelujah. We just say thank you for our leader. Hallelujah. We pray for the first family because we know that the blessings flow from the head down. So we pray for New Covenant as a individual and as a collective, that
Hallelujah. You
in your spirit there like a mighty rush of flood that it takes over that place, that healing continues to take place, that deliverance continues to take place, that breakthrough continues to take place. Hallelujah. That you build the kingdom. Hallelujah. With your glory. Hallelujah. with the word that you feed the apostle, hallelujah, that we may continue to grow and grow and grow, hallelujah. I pray against the spirit of stagnant, that we will not become stagnant, that we will grow, hallelujah, until we outgrow, hallelujah, so
yes,
that we can do outreach, hallelujah, the way that you called us to do, because ministry is outside of those four walls. So I pray right now that you continue to equip us, hallelujah,
yes,
that you continue to show us, hallelujah, that we focus on the man and the woman in the mirror and continue
yes,
to ask him or her to change our ways, hallelujah, that we
yes,
not deflect and look at what nobody else has going on, because we have to stand before you for
yes,
ourselves,
God.
Hallelujah, so
yes,
help
Jesus.
Us to have the holy boldness, hallelujah, we ask. And
yes,
seek
God.
Out the knowledge and wisdom and
yes,
understanding
God.
And righteousness and holiness
yes,
in this
God.
Season. Hallelujah. Because you said without holiness, no man can see Yah. Hallelujah. And we just desire
thank
to be
you,
more
Jesus.
Like you on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
God.
Continue to transform us and change us and renew our spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes,
clean
God.
Us up from the inside out. Hallelujah. Uproot everything. Hallelujah. The new and the old, hallelujah, because we know that deliverance is continual. So we ask you to deliver us on today. Heal us on today. Have your way in us like you have never had before. Hallelujah. Purge us with hyssop and wash us whiter than snow on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
create
hallelujah.
Us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within
thank
us.
You.
Transform our mind. Hallelujah. Do it for your glory, for your glory,
for
your glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. That we may present our bodies back to you holy and acceptable
yes,
in our sight. Hallelujah. That we may be able to speak a word in season and out of season. That we may be equipped, hallelujah, to move forward. Hallelujah. To plant a seed of righteousness. To plant a seed of holiness. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that we look more
hallelujah.
And more like
yes,
you. Hallelujah. That we you blot out our faces. Hallelujah. Continue to hide us behind the cross. Hallelujah. For your glory. Hallelujah, that we don't take no credit for what you do, hallelujah, that we stay humble, hallelujah, and take the low seat, hallelujah, that we don't look at ourselves more highly than we ought to, hallelujah, 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 that we always have our arms to
yes,
reach
God.
Out to pull somebody
thank
else up, that we use our mouth to only speak life, hallelujah, to every dead situation, that we don't speak death on no cause, hallelujah, help us to see the good in everything. Because you said what you made was good. Hallelujah. So help us not to operate in the ways of the enemy, but help us to adapt our ways and our mind to the ways of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because you have already left us a roadmap. Hallelujah. And let our faith say yes and amen. Because you said we can have what we ask for. Hallelujah. And today we just ask you for wisdom to go on a little bit further. We ask you for knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. And how to operate even more. With our children, hallelujah, with our children's children,
hallelujah.
With our neighbors, and even with our enemies, hallelujah, that we will not accept the status quo, hallelujah, hallelujah, as our all in all, that you will help us to live outside of the matrix, hallelujah, that we will be the difference in this season, hallelujah, and we know that we can't do nothing without you, so we lean in and we dependent on you, we surrender in all to you, hallelujah. And we ask for forgiveness right now for anything that we may have tried to do
yes,
on our
God.
Own. Hallelujah. Anything that we may have got in the midst of, hallelujah, or in the way of, hallelujah,
yes,
knowingly and unknowingly,
hallelujah.
Thinking
hallelujah.
That we can handle it. Hallelujah. We just surrender it all back to you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Right. Now, God.
Back.
Right now,
we
God.
Give our mind back to you. We give our body back to you. We give
yes,
our spirit
God.
Back to you. We commend
yes,
everything
God.
To line up with the will of Yah in our life. And we do not welcome anything that does not line up
no,
with your
God.
Will in our life. Hallelujah. We
yes,
denounce
God.
It right
hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
every
hallelujah.
Mindset that does not line up. Hallelujah. Every tongue. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That does not line up.
Yes,
every member of our
yes,
being
God.
That does not line up. Every bloodline.
Yes,
the bloodline. The
yes,
bloodline.
God.
That does not line up with your kingdom and what you have for our life.
Yes,
right now, in the mighty name of Yahshua. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I speak healing over us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet.
Yes,
and we just
God.
Ask
no.
all to help your way. And you gave us dominion and power. Hallelujah. To see those things that were not. As though they
thank
were, and we see victory over
you.
Our life right now, and
thank
we decree
you.
And declare that it is our portion, that peace
yes,
is our
God.
Portion, that joy
hallelujah.
Is our portion, that love
yes,
is our portion,
yes,
that overflow
yes,
is our portion, that righteousness
yes,
is our portion, that holiness is yes, our God. Fortune. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That we
hallelujah.
Will walk in holy boldness.
Yes, God.
That you gave
yes,
us. Hallelujah.
God.
That we will not be intimidated by the tactics of the enemy. Hallelujah. For
amen.
You have given
yes.
the king spirit of discernment
yes,
in this season.
Thank you,
and we're going to walk it out the way
thank
you said,
Jesus.
Walk it out. Hallelujah. Help
yes,
us to
God.
Not get weary.
No, hallelujah.
Because you said we don't get weary. Hallelujah. We'll reap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just pray right now. Hallelujah.
Glory.
That you continue to have your way in us like never before. Hallelujah. Wash us like never before. Send a fresh wind. Hallelujah. That it may clean up everything around us. Hallelujah. Not in our
yes,
home,
yes.
but in even in our neighbor's home and our neighbor's neighbor's home and go into their jobs
yes.
and into their kids' school. Hallelujah. I pray
yes,
that you send
yes.
your spirit rapid through this place. Hallelujah. That we may come
hallelujah.
Together in unity and
yes,
in love
God.
And on one accord in this season. Hallelujah. That this will be a time to rejoice in you and that your glory be will be revealed by everything that we do
yes,
and
God.
Our children.
In
the last days, you will pour out your spirit upon all men. And I thank you. And our children, hallelujah, that our children will begin to prophesy, hallelujah, that they will speak life, hallelujah, even to their friends, hallelujah, for those who are giving up hope, hallelujah, those who don't feel like they can go on, somebody,
yes,
somewhere don't want to live no
yes,
more,
God.
Hallelujah, they think
hallelujah.
That this is the
hallelujah.
End all and the tell all, hallelujah,
thank
but we speak life to this nation. You said that you came that we may have life and that more abundantly. We receive your word and we believe your word for our life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you have paid it all. You have paid it all
thank
and we don't take it lightly and we don't take it for granted.
Thank
and we just want to say we
thank
love you. And we pray
yes,
and we lift you up and we magnify you and we give you all
yes.
the glory, honor, and praise that's due to your name. So I thank you for whoever
thank
made it
you.
To this line, hallelujah, because we
yes.
know that you don't make
yes,
no mistakes, hallelujah. So I pray that you send an individual blessing and that you do it
yes,
as a collective
yes.
as well for whatever
yes,
we
God.
May need, hallelujah, because
yes,
you know
God.
All about us. You know the very hairs on our heads. You said you knew us even before you formed us in our
yes,
mother's womb, hallelujah. So I thank you for the plan that you already have for our life, and you said the plan was for us to prosper, so we speak prosperity over our life. We thank
yes,
you that
yes,
you've already done so. Help us to walk out the mindset that you have, hallelujah, not because of the things that we see in the world. Help us to not get weary in well-doing, because you said it. We will reap if we faint not, hallelujah, and
yes,
those
Lord.
Will be saved if we endure to
yes,
the
God.
End. So there is an end, hallelujah, that you have, but help us to stay steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of Yah, hallelujah, because
yes,
what
Lord.
I do know is we can't do nothing without you, and we need you
yes,
in every
Lord.
Area of our life, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. We surrender it all to you. We surrender it
yes,
all to you. We wouldn't have nothing. It wouldn't be anything without you. Hallelujah. So teach us. Continue to keep us on the potter's wheel. Continue to make us and mold us in your likeness and in your image. Hallelujah. That you
yes,
may
Lord.
Perfect things. That it comes from you. Knowing that every good and perfect thing comes from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Thank you for being mighty. Thank you for being magnificent. Thank you for being more
yes,
than
God.
Amazing. Hallelujah. You are everything to me. You are everything to
everything.
Me. You are
everything
to me. And I give you all the glory, honor. I tell you, my son, my daughter, my son.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You get the glory out of my life. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You get the glory out of my life.
Yes, God.
You get the glory out of my life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank you for everything. I thank you for everything. Not something, but
everything.
Everything.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And everything that you have taught us, hallelujah, to move
yes.
forward in you, hallelujah. So
yes.
we can take out the plague out of our own eye and not look down on nobody, hallelujah.
Yes,
that we
Lord.
See everybody
yes, Lord.
As ourselves so we can love
yes,
the
God.
Way you say love, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord
so
Jesus.
Forgive
hallelujah.
Us if we have fell short in any area. At
yes,
any
Lord.
Time, hallelujah,
in
we
any
need to
area,
continue
God.
To change
in
our language. Continue to
yes,
change
Lord.
Our language to where we speak what you want us to speak, not the way the world has created yes. these words to where we speak curses over our own lives. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I break the back of the enemy and these systems up upon systems that would like to keep us bound. Hallelujah. And
yes,
stuck
Lord.
In the matrix. Hallelujah. I even speak life to that. Hallelujah. That you will begin to reveal to us every hidden thing. Because we know that you are all-knowing, hallelujah, so continue to minister to us like never before. Hallelujah,
yes,
allow
yes,
the
Lord.
Intelligence of the Holy Spirit to lead us in every bit of darkness, hallelujah, because we
yes,
know that
Jesus.
Nothing can be hidden and there's nothing hidden from you, and we just thank you that you are excellent, that you are perfect, that you are marvelous, mm-hmm. that you will not leave no card unturned. On
mm-hmm.
our behalf, and for that alone, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you that what's to come is better than what's been. And we thank you for moving every mountain on our behalf, and the ones that you didn't move, that you gave us the strength and the courage to climb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just want to pray
hallelujah.
For the sick and the sick, those who are lost and those who don't know you. Hallelujah. And those who are locked away, hallelujah, I pray for every kingdom that it be broken,
yes.
even if it's in the mirror,
yes.
hallelujah, that you break it right now. Break it, break it, break it.
Hallelujah,
break. And let every spirit break. Come conducive to the Holy Spirit right now. That everything lines up with your will, huh, for this world, hallelujah. In the
hallelujah.
Mighty name of Jesus, we just say thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
And we say thank
hallelujah.
You. We say thank you. We
thank
say
you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You deserve
yes,
all our worship. You deserve
hallelujah.
All our praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I just thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you
God.
For both of my sisters that's here. And I thank you for
yes,
our church family. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I thank
God.
You,
hallelujah.
That your kingdom come and your will be done in our life
yes,
like never
God.
Before. I thank you in advance for what you are about to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for
hallelujah.
What you are about
hallelujah.
To do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you for covering
hallelujah.
Us with angels, seen and unseen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
We cancel
hallelujah.
Every contract that we may have came
hallelujah.
Into agreement with in our conscious and unconscious
yes.
state.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you. I thank you. We consider it null and void, every curse and word curse that anybody has ever spoke over our life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even one that we
hallelujah.
May have spoken. Forgive us and
yes,
we repent.
God.
Hallelujah. For not
in
seeing ourselves the way you see us.
We
hallelujah.
Right now, God.
There's no failure in you, and there's only perfection in you, and what you created was good. So
yes,
I
God. Thank you, Lord.
We just
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. We just say thank you. We
thank
you for
you,
a heart and mind to pray because prayer is always in order. So I just say thank you.
Yes, God.
We say thank you, Yah. These things we ask you in your Son, Yahshua's mighty name.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I hear you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I didn't think
good.
You guys was going to be here on the line.
Yes, I told
oh,
you.
Right.
I'm like, come on. Yes. I was trying to tell you earlier, come on over here.
Yeah, we just went and finished signed our lease, so I didn't even see the calls. My phone was in the car. I was so focused on trying to sign that lease, I wasn't looking at nothing
hallelujah,
else.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise
hallelujah,
the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got a lease to sign, yes, brother.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will work it out. Yes, he will.
Thank
yes, he
hallelujah.
Will.
Hallelujah.
He don't
thank
come
you.
All the time when you want him, but he always is an on-time God.
Yes.
That he
yes.
is.
Yes.
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 Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Rejoice. We
yes,
rejoice
Lord.
With you for
y'all.
So
is there a pop over here?
I don't believe so. I don't think
okay.
so. I don't have his number either, so I couldn't call him. And he gave
no,
it to
yeah.
him, too.
Yeah,
he,
he probably
did.
I did tell him that the group. That's because I've just been going, dealing with a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot. I had to, like, really focus on what we had going on as far as my family and everything else. You
yeah,
know,
brother, but when that happens, then you turn it over to somebody else. You just don't end it, because just because you ain't there don't mean other people. Look at us. We're here. We're here.
I know, right? Who's on the line?
When you be trying to figure it out, believe me, that's when he'll work it out. When
Ain't that the truth? About your father's business,
believe me, what your mind is, he working on your faith in those areas because he wants you to stay about your about his business because that's what he gonna send on business about you when you doing look.
Get weary in your well doing.
Let me just tell you, this is your well doing. Don't get weary in your well doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not.
I know, man. Y'all just motivated me. Y'all just don't even know that.
Hallelujah. What you're doing is not in vain. And don't let the enemy distract you from your assignment and think that that's your assignment because he. Everything belongs to him. He got the whole world in his hand.
Yes.
My mama on here?
I thought I heard your mom, but I'm not sure. Your auntie on here.
Tracy, that was Tracy. So how y'all weeks been going?
We've been doing pretty good. Oh, I'm sorry, this is Donna. Yep, so Donna been doing pretty good. I won't complain. God is good. We still here. We woke up this morning despite of trials and tribulations. God is still in the blessing business.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What about you, Joyce?
Okay, go ahead. Hey, Sister Joyce,
can't hear you. He probably.
It's a jewel out here with me, this Sister Hawanda. That's why we know somebody. I know. What you say your name is one more time, Sister Donna?
Yep, Sister Donna.
Yeah, she said she was coming back, and we just said we gonna start praying until
we get here. I appreciate that too. That was awesome. When I came back, you guys was in full motion, and I love it. Thank you.
I know. That's what's up, though, man. For real,
yep.
Man. Y'all just motivated me, man. Y'all just don't know that, man. For real.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what I told him? I told him I'd be right back. I'm going to get AD.
And then I seen the policy cast, and I'm like, look, this ain't nothing, but this is how the enemy works because I missed yesterday. I seen your post, AD, that be my reminder, but it can be that split second that my whole mind go blank, and then here it is. I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday. I done missed Bible study again. Not only
that's
what just this day, but I wasn't obedient when I was supposed to set my alarms, but I set my alarms at 11-something last night for Wednesday and Thursday, 5:29, because I know in that split second, that you can be distracted if I would have said it for 5:25. So I'm like, no, let me just. Because I wasn't going to miss.
I did the same thing yesterday, too. I waited all the way up until 5:02? And I say, I got to get on the line. So I'm saying, you got to clean the refrigerator. So I went and started cleaning the refrigerator. When I looked up, it was 7:13. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yep, just that quick.
Ooh,
I missed it
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
I'm like,
just that
and,
quick.
So guess what I did? I did it the same thing. Right after I looked and I realized I missed it, I said, no, I'm getting it tomorrow. Y'all going to set my alarm for 5:15. I ain't going nowhere. And that's what I did. Yeah.
I wasn't even prepared for today.
That's okay. You know, God always give us a word where we end off at. We can start it. Look, you always be prepared. What the Bible say? Stay ready so you don't have to worry about getting ready. We always ready.
Well,
you got to worry and you
got
to
what
call.
yesterday was about because we missed yesterday. Were you here there yesterday?
Yeah, no, I was. I was here yesterday, but I'm driving. But if you guys can turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10:13, I was reading that, and that was a good one that I wanted to discuss. I had heard a few days ago when I was reading the Bible, and I'm like, man, this is a good thing to actually talk about, because I know a lot of us fall to that sometimes. For real. It's 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Okay, I'm there.
I'm trying to see me. I'm trying to give me a notebook. Hold on. You trying to zoom? All right, we got it. First Corinthians 10:13. Well, we all get it. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Sister Donna, you want to read it?
Not right now, because you about to tell me what 10:13, right?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
10:13, and then let me find it. I went and grabbed a pen, a pencil. I want to take everybody's name down who here. So don't get off the line without telling me your names again.
Yeah. Well, we got Jeanette right here with me.
Okay, Jeanette.
Sister Hawanda, I hear it.
Sister Hawanda.
Yes.
Sister Hawanda, how you spell your name, please?
H-O-W-A-N-D-A.
Okay. And Sister Joyce, you on here?
Jewel.
Sister
My
Jewel.
Name is Jewel.
J-E-W-E-L?
Yes.
E-L, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, that's the one sister from a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I remember her voice. Hey, Sister Brother Jewel, A-C. How was your week?
Good. I'm still here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How was yours?
My week been actually interesting and super busy. I got a new contract, so I'm always busy now, like 6 days a week, 12-15 hour days, but God is good. You know, he give me the endurance to keep doing it, and you know, giving me the strength to do it, but I don't have a lot of time for like a lot of other things besides like Bible study and group, of course. But yeah, it's been good. You're looking for a crib, that's been hard, but we finally did found one. Nice little place on the outskirts of Madison. So, you know, I'm excited for that to start just moving.
Oh, hallelujah.
And, you know, getting everything
Amen.
Back in order. So, you know, God has definitely been moving in my life. I appreciate it.
That's right.
I was a little bit thrown off because I thought there wasn't no group today, but hey, we're going to make it do what it do.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That part.
It said, you want me to start at 13 or you want me to start at 12?
Start at 12.
Okay. It says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Y'all, he's so faithful. I got to tell you, God is faithful. I'm telling you, just even this last week, stuff I done went through and asked him for, he showed up quickly, swiftly. So I know he's faithful. Yes, Lord. It say, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. So it says he even though we get tempted, God always have a way for us to escape that temptation.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk about, because when I heard that, I'm thinking like, you know, God, because my Bible, the verse that I was reading from the New Living Testament, it explains how God don't give you more than what you can bear. And I got to thinking about that. And it's like, he's not going to put temptations in front of you that you can't bear. He's going to put the temptations in front of us that we can withstand. It says it in the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it be them it be them times where we feel like that, oh no, you know, we don't want to look at the escape route that God then gave us, and we didn't ignore, you know what I'm saying, the escape routes, and we didn't fed into our own temptation. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times
that
we get, that's why.
Take over.
Yeah. And a lot of times that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? And our flesh will take over, and we'll just be doing things and getting distracted on our own. You know what I mean? Like, we be our own distraction. God ain't finna put nothing in our way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'll make us be like, you know, something that he know that you can't withstand. He's not going to put it in your face. He's going to put something in your face to something that you can withstand. So a lot of the times, it be our own downfalls. And when I was reading it, I'm like, dang, and I thought about it. And I thought about all the times that I had messed up. And I thought about all the times that it really was me that messed up, because I could have easily said no. I could have easily not did that. In the powers of my own will that God has gave us, because it said he never put anything in front of us that we can't withstand.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives us the tools that we need to endure. It do.
Mm-hmm. But
and
temptation
times,
do come.
And then
that's right. That's what I'm getting at. Go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
I was going to say that Satan will ask for permission and he'll permit him. You know what I'm saying? I bet you your daughter or your son won't do this. So he'll come with the things that, but what I learned is Satan can only suggest. It be us all the time, and we blame so much stuff on the devil. He can only suggest. We have to believe what he say in order to act on it, and it be us, like you said. We have to realize that he can only suggest.
Mm-hmm. But he still give the temptation. He even tempted Jesus. You know, he even tempted him.
Yes.
But he had the will to say, flee here. You know, get thee behind me. You're not coming to. He had the will to stand and deny the devil stuff. You know, and we have the same free will. We have the same will to do so. So, you're right.
But you know what? The strong man buys the house. But because when we in those positions, what I feel like we have to realize is what we feed flourish. And if you've been feeding your flesh more than your spirit, that's what make us come be more vulnerable to temptation.
Well.
Hold on.
Hold on. Is Brother Ray on the line?
No, I thought he was going to be on the line. But
he told me he was. He just called and told me he was looking. He was calling in, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, he keeps saying that. I hope he do come back to the group, man. I miss Brother
Ray. He coming back. We talked yesterday. We talked a few minutes ago. He coming back.
No, but that our own temptations, our own flesh, our own selves be the main people, be the main reason why we be falling. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times we got to recognize that. Because if you don't recognize it, like, man, I messed up. I made this decision. I caused me to do this without blaming somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big cue into waking up and to realizing that, no, this situation needs to change by you owning the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's you made yourself do that. You know, God gave us the endurance and the tools that we need to not go after of it, but everything is hard, though, especially things of this world. Then it's a lot different from how it used to be, too, though. You know, it wasn't, it's not like it's the same. It is the same, but it's a little slightly different. You know, that's what I was saying. But it's still all means the same. It do, because a mess up is a mess up, regardless of big, small, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no big and little sin. You're right. Sin is sin. Point blank.
It is. And owning up to it is what it is, to me, is what it takes. And I see myself, I always never had a problem with owning up to something that I did. That was just something that I never had a problem with. You know what I'm saying? But recognizing my triggers and things that got me into certain situations is what I really started to really pay attention to, because that's another part of the thing too, though. It's recognizing your triggers, recognizing what would trigger you to cause you to fail that test. Because we all fail tests.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Recognizing it and going back and fixing it.
Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of us, we be saved and not delivered. And we have to seek deliverance. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Because really, those triggers is things that, you know, trauma that we holding on to, that's the only way we have those triggers, because it's trauma. And healing is continual, but we have to take those things, or a lot of us, like I said, we be saved but not delivered. We don't go back to those things that we picked up before we got saved to actually get free from them. So that's why we have those triggers and stuff like that. So that's what we have to surrender all that and go back to, like, you know, to bring up even like the list, the safe space series where I have the journals. It's for us to go back to our heal our inner child and stuff like that. Because if we don't go back to heal those places, we operate in those places and you blame somebody else for it. They may say something and it ain't been that person, but it's something that happened to you when you was a kid, but you say you got triggers. But the thing is, we have to go back to correct that, because I feel like we still operate, we make ourselves small. You know what I'm saying? We don't operate in our fullest when we operate from a place of trauma. We create barriers instead of healthy boundaries. Say, I ain't never doing that no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never, because I got my heart broken. I ain't never trusting no people again. I ain't never. And it should not be the never. You know what I'm saying? It's because if we, you don't know what y'all got for you, and that's where you can close yourself off to really what he has for you, because our words have power.
Amen.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Words definitely have power. And that's why I've been trying to watch what I say and watch how I say things. You know, sometimes it's better than others, but I definitely like to try to watch what comes out of my mouth, or watch what I'm thinking about, or, you know, because it be them little things like that that are, well, consistency will help you change. And then before you look up, you ain't even going to be able to, you ain't going to be able to did them things anymore. But it's the consistency, and I feel like not beating yourself up, too.
That's bad.
You know, and wanting to do what you're doing. So you got to want to do this. You got to want to do the right thing. But if you don't, then it's just going to be like, nah, whatever. I'll just, you know what I mean? You can't fall and be like, oh, I'll fall. I'll just keep falling. It's okay. No. You got to try to figure out what it is that's causing you to fall. It's, sometimes we need
that takes work, though, AD. Look, that takes work, and that's what a lot of people afraid to do, or they too lazy to do. Do the work, but they don't realize how much transformation comes in the work, because it's for them anyway. It's for us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people scared to do the work.
And a lot of
they scared to go back into their past traumas and their hurts and stuff like that, but they don't realize they doing it with experience now.
That's the truth. Amen. Yeah.
And going to get real psychological help, because a lot of us coming from poverty, man, look, some of us really need to go sit down and talk to some people. A lot of people be like, no, I don't need to. No, that's crazy. No, I'm going to feel crazy. No, you really do need to. You might have high anxiety. You might be bipolar, like, for real. Like, bipolar is for real. People be snapping
and
just doing
things. It is spirit, though. When it all boils down, it's a spirit.
That's real. That's a real.
They have given it a name or a label, but it's a spirit.
Bipolar, schizophrenic, all of that is spirit. And they do jump, and they can harm and hurt. So depression is a spirit. All of that is a spirit,
Anxiety, yes, and that's fear. Yeah. It's connected, it's fear-based.
And some people cannot control those spirits, and so they allow those spirits to control them, which if they learn how, you got to have that willpower to fight that, and some people just can't. So that's why they go through what they go through, and that's why how they're being controlled. So, yeah, mm-hmm. They got to learn how. They got to get more willpower. They got to get more Christ. They got to be more grounded, you know, and then they can probably, they more than likely can help. Sometimes they do need the help to get them up out of that. So.
And willing to admit to that people.
Yes,
a lot
I
to themselves.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Because some people are a lot to themselves.
Go ahead.
No, because they would. They're a lot to themselves. And that'll cause you to not even want to change. That'll cause you not to change. That'll cause you to really start feeling like you don't need to change. That's like one of the first steps into doing anything. Acknowledging and then acting on whatever it is that you need to change on. And a lot of times, be okay. You know, it'd be okay if you messed up. It's okay. Pick your head up. Keep going. Some people
really
don't even want to do that.
Which one of us can point out and say somebody's sin is worse than the other one? We can't. So that's
right.
What, that's all of that stuff. We have to identify what, but what I love that you keep saying is acknowledging, because ain't nothing going to change unless we keep it real and accept. The Most High definitely can't do nothing with your denial.
That's true. Amen.
With your lack of faith, he can't do nothing with it. He said, without faith, no man can see Yah.
Mm-hmm.
I did. No. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm sorry, y'all. I am.
That's okay.
You ain't bothering us.
Yep. So.
No, but Kawanda, what you feel about that scripture? Or sister, what's her name? I just said it.
Sister Hawanda and Sister Jewel.
Sister Jewel, what you feel about that scripture? What's your insights from it?
I don't believe that God puts more on us than we could bear. I believe that we can bear it, but I think that sometimes in life, you know, from my life experience, it's like, sometimes we fall because of our own expectations. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we tend to expect who we are to show up in a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or in a situation. We judge situations based on who we are. And then when it don't happen like that, we become disappointed. You know what I mean? And sometimes we fall from that. You know, God do give us the strength to bear it. But sometimes we punk ourselves out. And you know what the real crazy part is? In the world, we probably was never punks. But then we get to God and act like we don't know what it takes to stand. You know?
Come on. You're right. And that's me all day, too, because I'm starting to learn to not expect what I do in others. Because it will disappoint you. And that type of stuff will cause you to fall. Just had an experience like this the other day. I ain't going to go too deep into it, but the guy called me and asked me to do some things. I'm like, you know, I ain't with that life no more. Mm-hmm. You know, and he kept going on. And I'm like, no, I thought he was joking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, no, I don't do that no more. I ain't with that life no more. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? But his reaction to me, to what I said to him, upset him, you know? And my reaction was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, who I am now and what I do. But my energy wanted to match his. Once he got upset, it wasn't like, no. You know, and I didn't think about this until after the whole situation was over. Like, man, this was your time to really show him that you not who you were. You know what I'm saying? Because by you reacting like that, you only show him that that's who's still in you. that mm-hmm. anger person. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, dang, I messed that one, but it would have been a good one. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I said no to what was going on, but my anger and the way that I
don't
react
condemn
to other
yourself,
people.
You will do better next time.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. And that's what, you know, that comes with growth, and that comes with, you know, just being filled more with, as she say, Yahweh, you know, that comes with growth, AD. That comes with growth. A lot of times we have done things and people said stuff to us and we turn and snap, and then you walk away and you be like, man, that was my teachable moment. Man, that was the moment
yeah.
I could have did this. I could have did that, you know. But you didn't. Yeah. But that was just God's way of showing you, okay, people are going to come. People are going to make you angry. You will be tempted to say some things, you know. But the more this happens to you, and it will, keep on this walk, you're going to start seeing it more and more because, like I said once before, you think the devil had you. He thought he had you. You think he just going to let you go easily and say, okay, go ahead, man. Well, that's fine. We ain't going to never bother you again. It's going to be a constant struggle. You're going to keep on doing this over and over. Just like you said, I'm going to walk away because ain't nobody coming. Those are all temptations. Those are all things that he wants you to do. Nope, you got to stay on your walk. You got to stay on your on this battlefield. You got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready, you know. You got to always mm-hmm. have a word and a song. Always.
Amen.
That's just saying, encourage you. Just to encourage you, brother, you passed that ultimate test. The part that you want to look down on yourself a little bit, that's the Most High showing you what you still need to work on. So that's a place to give him glory, too, because now you know what to pray for. Remove this anger. It ain't gone yet. And it's for us mm-hmm. to intercede on your behalf just as well. So he'll show us. That's the most beautiful thing. And then that's where the discipline comes in, and that's where he shows us. He loves us, too, because he's just showing us, and that's what we need him to continue to do, show us. Yeah. Show me where I need to work work every little thing out instead of pointing a finger at him. Yep, he showed me. I ain't worried about how he got upset. He showed me I still got some more anger that I need to give off, submit to him, because I already know it's a fixed fight. I don't got to fight my own battles, and that's how you fight it, right there with the word. It's a fixed fight. He said, if I hold my peace, he'll fight my battle. So really, it ain't nothing that you need to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me tell you what I picked up from that scripture, though, you had asked, and then I just want to say what came to me is, he don't put more on us than we can bear, but guess how much we put more. We pick up stuff that he didn't give us. That's why he said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. Some of the people ask you, your no's need to be no, because we be saying yes to too much, and we ain't acknowledge y'all to know if that's what we supposed to be doing. So we can put some stuff on ourselves and be looking at him like, why this so heavy? He like, I ain't tell you to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't
asked me. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's amen.
You gotta get mad if you're doing things without him in there, though. You know, I made a post about that a few weeks ago about how God wants us to get rid of everything that we did that we did without him. And a lot of times,
it ain't gonna work anyway.
It ain't gonna work anyway.
For real. Especially if it ain't God in it. For real. That's the only thing I don't like to play like that.
Yeah.
It's real. That spiritual is real. The Holy Spirit is real.
Yeah. It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
Despite of what people say. I hear people say, oh, that's phony. Everybody on there phony. Everybody doing this phony. You know what, baby? You phony. You keep living. God going to show you who's phony and who's not.
Because
you're going to be coming and you're going to be calling him. And I bet you wait till you get to where he put you. You're going to be screaming somebody's name. Then I wonder who's this going to be. I almost know it ain't going to be mine.
Amen.
Yeah.
They say it still ain't came back.
I don't think so.
I think that was Jules that we might have thought was Joyce saying. Or do you think she was on
that? Oh, yeah.
I think it might have been.
But that was that scripture itself. I actually been playing on that, and that's been actually pondering in my head all week. I looked at it as a distraction. You know what I'm saying? Temptation. Because a temptation is a distraction, you know. And, these distractions pop up in our life, and to stay on point for whatever it is that's causing us to go towards the right direction, you know. And we have to be careful about these temptations. That's why I was putting out different things about distractions this week in my post for people to watch their distractions, even me, because a lot of times I be talking to me. But we got to watch these distractions. These distractions, man, you know what I mean? And that's one of the reasons why I'm taking a sabbatical, too, just to get back and get in tune with me, God, you know what I'm saying, my family, and keep all of these distractions out, because distractions will cause the Holy Spirit not to move through you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't like when I don't feel the Holy Spirit in me. I feel all nasty, for real, because it ain't no telling what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I react to some older ways or some old things that I used to do, and just be like, dang, why you just said that? You definitely ain't letting the Holy Spirit move through you. And then I try to regroup myself, you know what I'm saying, or listen to a sermon or listen to some church music, or, you know what I'm saying, start watching what I'm doing, because it's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to get triggered by something. It's all type of stuff going on in this world all around us every day, even with people. I notice myself even with conversations that I be having with my work people, like people will be having inappropriate conversations or just love cursing words. They're like, dang, you cursing a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I try to watch what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because it's so easy for you to start cursing. It's so easy. Mm-hmm. Now they talking crazy and thinking about all this. Now you thinking about all type of extra stuff. And you know what I'm saying? So
you know why?
Because
that spirit that was coming to us to try
to
come back. You feel me? That's why we got to fill it with something. Because if we leave it open, he's going to come back home, but he's going to bring seven more right along with it.
So you got to keep that spirit. You got to keep yourself full of what you know you need to be full with so you can fight off those spirits. That's why a lot of people say, I need to come back to the church and get refueled and leave that stuff at the altar. So, yeah, you working on one thing. You don't want to keep picking up those spirits. And those spirits, once you get full, those spirits going to stop coming at you because they're going to be like, no, we can't get him. Nope, God got that hedge around him. But you got to start fueling up, and you got to stand on what you know and do what you need to do. Yep, can't be playing with it.
We
got to
act for deliverance, because spirits are laying dormant, too. It'll look like it's gone, you know what I'm saying, if you just feeding it with your word, but you gotta be delivered from it, for you know what I'm saying, because they'll lay dormant and it'll seem like it's gone, and that's why people be able to trigger you, and then it'll come back up. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, I thought I forgave that person.
But
it's true. Yeah, that's true.
It is.
That's
very much true. That's why I be trying
to
be cautious.
You'll catch me at the altar every time they have an altar call. I won't care how nobody look at me. Let me just make sure. Let me make sure. I don't care. Let me make sure. I don't care. Because I ain't up here for not you. I'm up here for me.
That's right. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Be up there.
Amen.
Every night I pray, I even say, Lord, forgive me for things that I don't even know I did. Because sometimes, like I said once before, too, sometimes you can do things without even knowing you actually did something. I walked past this girl one time, didn't even know that the girl, she said she was blowing at me. I'm like, I did not see you. Y'all know I don't have my glasses on all the time. She said, I was blowing at you. I was right there in your face saying hi. My mind was somewhere else because I did not see her, period. So I have to apologize. Like, I wasn't acting funny. I just didn't see you, you know. But you got to, people get offended by stuff,
yeah.
And you don't even know they got offended, you know. Sorry, so I asked for forgiveness all
the
time.
Yeah, you can come in agreement with stuff in your unconscious state, too. That's why when I was praying that I pray for, I've learned to pray for my conscious and unconscious state because stuff come into your dreams, too. And
yeah.
You come into agreement with it could be a sex demon, anything. No, let me cancel the assignment of the enemy all the way around the board in my conscious and unconscious state. Everything
Amen.
That I came into agreement with, I cancel it and consider it null and void.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that don't allow the Holy Spirit.
And I stay trying to catch myself when I'm doing stuff. Like, no, don't think like that, or no, don't say that, or you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Real. Throughout the whole day, though. And that's how I actually started my journey, though. You know what I mean? Like, with changing and everything, man, just watching what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, no, I shouldn't be thinking like that. No, I shouldn't be doing that and thriving, getting, read the word of God. Sound like we just got joined by somebody. Brother Ray, how are you doing? Oh no, man! we gotta have a celebration, man.
Amen.
Brother Ray, how you doing,
Hallelujah.
Brother Ray?
All right, man. Working, yeah, you know, working, raising kids.
No, for real. But tonight we're talking about First Corinthians 10. Chapter 10, verse 13, and it basically was talking about the temptations of how God won't put temptations on you that you can't withstand. So a lot of times when you fall from temptations or when you fall, it be the cause of you falling. You be the, your own cause of it. You know?
Because people have that way of escape that you have choice.
Yep.
So what's your intake on that, Brother Ray?
Say it to me again one more time.
You say, what do you think about that?
That's what I'm saying. Repeat the question.
God won't put no more on you about than what you can bear. We come up against temptations, but God also give us a way of escape from the temptations. He always set a way that we can escape. Give us our free will. So if we do something wrong, then it's because of our free will, because we chose to.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We be our own downfalls. That's what Jeanette said, and that is so true. And it's like, mm-hmm. I'm sick of being my own downfall at this point in life. You know, like, it's definitely time for a change, for real. And, like, just stay on it. Sometimes I feel like, man, you know, as crazy as it sounds, because the stuff that we done been through, we almost got prone to doing it to the point to where it's like, if it's not going on, you almost feel like something is not normal. You know,
survival,
like,
mechanisms. Yeah, we learn how to survive in it. So it's basically going survival mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of time the things that I get tempted by be like a thing. I guess some stuff would give me validation if I did it, but I guess, you know, what am I trying to be validated at? Like, if I go out here and do something, I guess, you know, certain people invalidate this characteristic about me, but is it a positive thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's cold right there.
Yeah, so I've been being careful about that, just watching who's validating what I'm doing, because they can be the wrong validator. And then I'm falling into what they this temptation for the validation, because of course it's going to build confidence and some more other stuff. And then I'm all the way down the wrong path because they was cheering me on. I thought I was doing the right thing.
No, you're right. Especially coming from poverty, we see that all the time. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, what you study in your books for, man? You a schoolboy, man. We out here doing this. So you know what I'm saying? He's like, and a validation is wrong. I never thought about it like that though. Who is validating you?
Yeah, you know, validating you, because that could a lot of times they'll push our decisions.
From
Amen.
I was talking to the JRC kids, and that's one of them actually shared that they were considered like a lame or whatever, and they start doing stuff and then start gaining friends. The more stuff that they start doing, he was one of the young guys was just sharing that. But when you get that, you got to weigh it out. Basically, that's what we ended up sharing with them, like where does that validation lead you? You know what I'm saying? So it do take some thought. Like, it may build your confidence, but is this the confidence you build and going to lead you to jail or hell, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Like, a lot of times I see, like, a lot of guys that come up in the streets, the community starts celebrating them and validating them, and it pushes them to go further. They make them feel like they respect it. But then when it's time to make a change in life, that you don't get that same type of respect just for going to work every day and paying your bills. Nobody's going to cheer for you when you pull up on time for work like they would if you was doing something else, like on the other side of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why you got to have inward confidence. So that right there, you just explained, is somebody it's all worldly when it's outward stuff. It's like somebody seeking to have the best body or the best cars and the best house. You know that all those things is worldly. When you know that really true confidence in everything that we need start, it's an inward thing first. It comes in, it's in, and then it exudes out. But you know a person's mindset when they seek to have the outward things. It's more to feed the flesh.
I just learned that. You know, that's why people talk to you a lot of times. Like a random person just holding a conversation with you, you're like, okay, what's this about? When you talk to people for a amount of time, you could tell exactly where their mindset is without even asking them what you doing. What's going on with you? You ain't even got to ask them that. Just talk with them for a few minutes, and you'll be able to tell.
That's true. You are what you talk about.
You just gotta want to feed the spirit more than the flesh, because the flesh is never satisfied, and that's what I learned.
That's exactly what it is.
That's why the world is so greedy. You know what I'm saying? You can think you build an accolade from the world, but it ain't gonna never be enough. You could be the best person ever, baby, since you still got hate.
You do, you gotta want it.
Who is this, man? Talking? I don't recognize your voice, if you don't mind me asking.
That's the Hawaiian.
That's
Hawaiian. Who? Alonda?
Hawaiian.
You don't know her.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, but that's right, Sister Hawaiian. That's so right, for real. And we do that too, man. For real. Now, I try to feed my flesh. Not feed my flesh. I try to feed the spirit more than I feed my flesh, because I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you've been doing it for a while and, like, you really feel the Holy Spirit, you can feel when you're not in your spirit. You can feel when you're not in your flesh. And I'm telling you, I hate when I'm in my flesh. For real, it feels so bogus now. But at first, it didn't feel like that. At first, it was just like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, no, I need to feed the spirit. I don't need to feed my flesh.
That's when you receive the Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is going to bring correction. It's going to bring conviction. What I learned is a lot of people, they love, like, the Word and the Father. They accept that, but they reject the Holy Spirit. people reject the Holy Spirit because you go, your life's going to have to change. You can't say you got the Holy Spirit and remain the same. There's going to be some evidence when you receive Holy Spirit.
That's right. And the Holy Spirit ain't going to let you keep on doing the same thing worldly that you used to do, because it's going to constantly convict you, telling you that you did it wrong. Come back, do this this way.
You ain't
so the
gonna
Holy
be able
Spirit
to
gonna,
sleep.
You cannot. You cannot.
You cannot. You can't.
What the Holy Spirit tells you is you can't place both sides of the field. You're going to either be over there or you're going to be over here, but you can't do both. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep on bothering you until you do it right, because, you know, God is calling
that's
you, and that's where you need to be.
Between religious and being religious and having a relationship. A lot of people go to church for years and years and years, and they're comfortable with just being religious. They ain't never received a relationship. They ain't got the Holy Spirit. They ain't no change. They just sat on the pew doing the same thing. And they just comfortable with it. Yeah, doing their same old life.
Yep. That's the truth. I think tonight was pretty good. I think the word came, and I think we learned, you know, We visited about temptation, you know, we prayed and it was good. I think this word was good. Look, even though it was quote half quote unplanned, like we say, God always have a rim in a bush. So amen.
Amen. You have planned, this is not in vain, and it shows you this is the evidence that is needed. Especially if
definitely
people
need
to show up 2 days. We have Bible study Wednesday and Thursday. So only what we do for Christ and last, that's what we have to remember. So if we about his business, he going to take care of our business.
Amen. Amen. And the reward is also because the proof is in the pudding. He know you was under stress, so he ended your stress with giving you a relief. Now you got a place to lay your hand, you know, comfortably. Now you got to get back to being about his business, you know.
No, for real, because, man, this new place reminds me of our last place, for real. So, man, I'm all ear to ear with the smile. It's like, man.
All right.
What's up, that's all I like is.
Yeah.
Peace, man. Peace.
Guess what? Scripture just came to me, bro.
Yeah.
First, the kingdom of Yah and all his righteousness and everything else will be added onto you. So, what you feel like you got to go out there and look for? He just said, seek you first. That just reminds me of what you said about being in business. Be faithful to what you put in place. Everything else gonna be. And then what's that? Your name. Remember, I told you about that. AD. He had no. Look, everything else will be added on to you.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. No. So, no. I'm back. I was good at first because God been with us through all of this, man, and we seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been good, though. You know, it's been a process. It's been a journey. But I'm thankful. You know, I can see God moving in it. That'd be the thing.
So he's just letting you know he's going to keep on giving you good things. This is just the beginning. You know, he always starts us off at the beginning. That's what I love about spring so much. Spring always brings new beginnings. You know, so this is your spring. This is your new beginning. He's telling you, don't give up on him. He ain't going to give up on you. So keep moving.
I know, especially with the group, because I'm like,
you know, keep moving. Yeah, keep moving. Amen. Yep.
No,
we
definitely
anybody
don't keep
got any? Yes, please. Anybody got any questions? Everybody mind clear? Anybody got anything they want to say?
Everything's all right. But before I leave, I just want to let everybody know, a family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
Check out. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. I love you.
And, Wait, and family don't mean only bloodline. It means Christ line. It means, you know, family is who comes together, who's
this
there
the
for
family.
You, who can help intercede. That's what I'm saying. This is our prayer family. This is our church family, our line family, whatever you want to call it, is family. So we intercede one for another. It's family. So, yes, you're right. Family that pray together, stay together, pray together. However I said it backwards, but family that prays together, stay together. You know what I mean. Yes. Anybody else got any words, any questions?
I appreciate everybody coming, definitely. You know, I always like fellowshipping it. You know, we discuss and bounce off ideas and different ways of how we see the word, you know, and learning different insights from people. And, you know, I'm just thankful to be here. You know, I'm glad. You know, I started smiling when I looked at my phone and seen child was on the line. I was like, oh. You know, so I'm just thankful, man, for real. God is good. Thank you for y'all, you know. And just stay encouraged through the week, man, and whatever you guys going through. You know, just stay encouraged, man. Don't give up. Just gonna keep pushing, and, you know, we're just going to keep going with this marathon.
Amen.
Yahshua's mighty name. Yeah, that was the prayer. I was just going to say somebody end in prayer, and that definitely was a prayer.
Amen. That's what I was about to say, too. You want to take us out in prayer? I mean, that was good.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I come before you today, Lord God. Thank you for everybody that's on this line right now, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Bless the people that was not able to make it, Father God. All the people that's out there in the cold right now, Father God. Warm, Lord God. Somehow give them what they need, Father God. All the people that's incarcerated all over the world, the mental illness, Father God. Bless them and protect them, Lord God. All the people that just need you, Father God, continue to keep guiding and protecting us, Lord God, to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
love y'all. Love
of Christ. Good night.
Good night. Love you guys.
Yeah.